Young Men in Spats by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. Fate. It was the hour of the morning snifter, and a little group of eggs and beans and crumpets had assembled in the smoking room of the Drones Club to do a bit of inhaling. There had been a party of sorts overnight, and the general disposition of the company was towards a restful and somewhat glassy-eyed silence. This was broken at length by one of the crumpets. "Old Freddy's back," he observed. Some moments elapsed before any of those present felt equal to commenting on this statement. Then a bean spoke.
"Freddy who?"
"Freddy Widgeon."
"Back where?"
"Back here."
"I mean, back from what spot?"
"New York."
"I didn't know Freddy had been to New York."
"Well, you can take it from me he has. Or else how?" argued the crumpet. "Could he have got back?"
The bean considered the point. "Something in that," he agreed. "What sort of time did he have?"
"Not so good. He lost the girl he loved."
"I wish I had a quid for every girl Freddy Widgeon has loved and lost," sighed an egg wistfully. "If I had, I shouldn't be touching you for a fiver."
"You aren't," said the crumpet. The bean frowned. His head was hurting him, and he considered that the conversation was becoming sordid.
"How did he lose his girl?"
"Because of the suitcase."
"What suitcase?"
"The suitcase he carried for the other girl."
"What other girl?"
"The one he carried the suitcase for." The bean frowned again.
"It's complex, all this, isn't it?" he said. "Hardly the sort of stuff I mean to spring on personal friends who were up a trifle late last night."
"It isn't really," the crumpet assured him. "Not when you know the facts. The way old Freddy told me the story, it was as limpid as..."